Hello, this is Patrick from the Fundamental Principle. We have a rather interesting episode for you today. We're going over some, I don't know what you want to call it, Jerome. Not great statistics. Far less than optimal.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, buddy. Now, the Pew Research Center, who leans left but is pretty, actually does pretty good work most of the time, issued a recent report all about, you know, what people think in the church. And it's as bad or worse than you think. And
I don't know. So I guess we can do you. I'll post it on Substack and I'll post it on Telegram. Most U.S. Catholics say they want church to be more inclusive. Most U.S. Catholics are Democrat voting, so that kind of, it's not a great start as it is.
So the Pew Research says there's around 53 million Catholic adults in the United States, and that's a relevant number because we're going to be talking about this. And so if you do your Googles for a number of American Catholics, right, it's 53 million. If you add number of American traditional Catholics, it's significantly
like quarter million
less. Right. So, and of course everything is just AI slop these days, so you can't find anything.
Oh, it's crazy. Like the Google is optimizing bad reviews, so you spend more time looking at ads and trash.
Yep.
It's just nasty.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Most U.S. Catholics, so this says, most U.S. Catholics want the church to be more inclusive. 84% of U.S. Catholics say the church should allow Catholics to use birth control. 83% say that the church should allow couples to use in vitro fertilization. That's how we got Nick Fuentes. 68 say the church should allow women to become deacons.
76% allow people fornicating and living in concubinage situations to receive communion. 63% allow priests to get married. Allow priests to give 60% blessings to same-sex couples. Allow women priests 59%.
So I go back and forth with the priest should get married, but I think the argument is bad. Like, if the whole, I've had, you know, I'm sure you've had to argue this. Like the priest, allowing priests to get married to prevent any issues with kids, that doesn't make any sense. Because a grown man who's attracted to boys is not going to be interested in an adult woman.
No.
Yeah, I
don't. And in fact, I've known multiple guys who were, let me put it this way. I have known of multiple cases of married men who had wives and children who did bad stuff with kids because, you know.
Terrible world we live in, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't. Yeah, that never made any sense to me. That just doesn't compute. But like the priest celibacy, like I think the whole idea of it should maintain, when it's Western tradition, we should keep our traditions, but not for the sake of keeping our traditions, but it's when the priest is married to the church and the community. So his entire life, like they rarely have an off day.
Yeah.
Like they're like, you, if you think working, you know, 60-hour week's bad, like they don't work, you know, it's constant for them. If they're not praying, if they're not volunteering, they're doing mass, which is, I guess, praying. But
which is what, you know, actually the apostle says, like, we're too busy praying the office and hearing confessions and saying mass. Get us some deacons, right? Like that's what they're supposed to be doing.
You know, the Orthodox have their own way. I just, you know, the Western, it's been what, Western tradition, what, from when did it become? 1700, 700 years, something like that.
Little bit longer, yeah.
12th century, so 800 years. And it's worked. Second Lateran Council, 1139. So it's worked, what, 800 years. I don't know why would we change it now for whatever
Yeah.
reason.
Well, this is like that's okay. There's some dispute about that, right? Women priests, women deacons, blessings to queers.
I wanted to get the easy one out of the way first, you know. It's just gonna
There's
go
literally
downhill.
only there's literally only one of these that's even like
Remotely,
has been a
yeah.
question in the last 1,000 years, and every other one of these has been wrong from the jump.
It's just gonna, yeah, folks. It's just gonna go downhill from here. So, birth control. 15% say the church is fine where it's at, and 17% the church should change its stance on birth control.
Yeah.
Or 84%. So I don't know what to, I don't even know what to say. Like it's
And it gets worse even that like if you go to further down in that like attend mass weekly, weird questions where even 10% or even a quarter of the people who or 72% of the people who attend mass at least weekly should think that so think that birth control should be allowed. So only one quarter of like weekly mass attenders are like don't even know about Casti Canubi and Humanae Vitae. Like and that goes back all the way to, you know, the scriptures in the Old Testament.
Well, so if we remember our Old Testament, a guy got smited, smitten, smitten. I think that's the right word,
Yeah,
smitten.
Onan was smited for
W wasting seed.
Right.
Okay, sure. He was also disavowing God, sure, but it also was wasting seed. So I, you know what I mean? You can say this, that, or other, but like we're still commanded not to fornicate outside of marriage or, you know, abuse ourselves.
Right. Yeah. You know, 39% of weekly mass attenders say that people who are fornicating should receive communion. 44% of weekly mass attenders, or no, pardon me, 30, th only 39% of weekly mass attenders, pardon me, I'm got these wrong, have the correct. So the majority of weekly mass attenders have the, and not just like by a little bit. We're not talking 50-50 here. 54% of weekly mass attenders think women deacons are a good thing. 59% think it's a communion for people living in sin. 71% think IVF should be okay. 49% think priests should get married, so that's kind of a 50-50 issue. 46%, so a bare majority, have the correct opinion on blessings to homos. Still, 41% of like this 4 out of 10, right? Like allow women priests, and a third, 31%, think that. You know, the church should recognize gay marriage, and this is people who attend mass at least weekly.
So we keep in mind this also. Like, most Catholics are Democrats, registered Democrats. I think this is a good reason for me to shill some of the another thing that I really care about, the green scapular.
Yep.
All you have to do is you can buy them. There's a nunnery up in Michigan. I forget what it's called. I can link it in the show notes. You can buy them in bulk. You get them blessed by a traditional priest. And all you have to really do is hand them out to people and tell
Leave it in their
them
house.
that, or
Yep.
leave them in the house or put it under the pillow. I just hand them like, hey man, this is going to give you a good death. It's not going to help you away from like a heart attack. It's a blessing. I got it blessed from my priest. I was thinking about you. You know, most people, I've never had anybody turn it down. And all you have to, there's a prayer that goes with it daily. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now in the hour of our death. That's all you have to say. It's like boy, we need more rural people. We need more people to become Catholic, to turn these statistics around. More decent conservatives, more decent just regular folks, our guys, conservatives, whatever. But like people with morality.
The reason we wanted to talk about this, right, is that, you know, there's approximately 20% of the U.S. population is Catholic, supposedly. It's 50%. And here's the demographics of the study that they did. You know, 60% of the being more of the, you know, all the Catholics in the country supposedly think that things should be more inclusive, including 42% of weekly mass goers. You know, the whole base Gen Z thing is not true because it's ages 18 to 34. 56% of those people who even, you know, are the, or, and worse numbers in the 65 plus type. And of course, women are worse than men, and Republicans are worse than Democrats, which is not to say that I endorse the Republicans at all or anything.
But it's not like it's 40% of 18 to 34. My demographic says the church should keep the teaching, to keep the traditional teachings. So what that means, what, you know, 4 in 10 are potentially saved if they do nothing else wrong. If they agree with the entry level beginnings of church,
or, right,
become the church.
So this is the whole 85% of white people and 84% of Hispanics believe they should be allowed, couples should be allowed to use birth control. So this whole like based, you know, we're going to become more Catholic as we get more Hispanic. Like, no, they're just as bad or worse than white people.
Yeah. I'm not sure where that. Yeah. I never liked that narrative.
No, it's not. Well, it's just not true.
Yeah.
Right. And this is, you know, with Pope Leo, I mean, we'll see. This whole notion that like, oh, well, you know, the third world's going to save the church, or the third world's going to save America, or the, you know, like whatever. This is not going to happen. And we're just going to be very brief. Both Patrick and I have stuff to deal with, it, unfortunately. But we'll link in the show notes. But this is what people need to talk about. Of the 50 million supposed Catholics in the United States, at most 10% of that is actually, or 15% of that is actually Catholic, right? So that's 15 million people.
You know, we haven't been recording this very long, but a constant theme of the show is that Catholicism isn't a third world religion.
Isn't no, it's a brown it's religion. A European religion.
And it's yeah.
Like, the reason you don't see, frankly, hardly any minorities at the Latin Mass, and, you know, people, well, we have lots of people, different people at our Latin Mass. Like, no, not compared to the population, you don't. Gregorian chant like makes these people uncomfortable. They don't like it. It's European, you know. And I could, it'd be really, really boring for me to just sit here and read statistics all night long. But I want, you know, you do listener, like the next time you're arguing with someone, like, so of the 15 million actual Catholics in America, how many of those people would, if you know, Leo does exactly what he should do and rescind Traditionis Custodes and allow every priest of the Roman Rite access to the actual Roman Rite with no penalties, how many of those people would just go to their local church where the diocesan Latin masses, or where if there was a Latin mass in every church, every one of those 15 million people would be going to Latin mass, or the majority of them would be. And, you know, of self-described trads, you know, people think, oh, they're only, you know, a couple million people in the whole world. Well, the majority of those trads are white people. Trads are concentrated in Europe and the United States and the whiter parts of South America. And not to say that the good work the SSPX does in missionary work in going to the far ends of the world, particularly like in Asia, where they'll go to the middle of Mongolia to give you the mass because they really actually believe that you know, if you die without the sacraments, you go to hell. So they actually believe it, and they'll do what's necessary, and God bless them for it, in the spirit of Archbishop Lefebvre. But the truth is, right, that if trads aren't the majority of the church right now, in 80 years they will be. In 50 years they will be. Because this whole...
Well, even like just the basic of like, hey, if a Catholic... How many Catholics do you think are on birth control right now?
Oh, the vast majority of them.
And it's are they gonna really are they gonna be planning they're not planning for kids, they're not planning for a big families. They have no desire for this.
No, whereas, you know, in traditional chapels, like if you have less than five kids, people look at you funny.
So it's a numbers game. It sucks that it has to be a numbers game. But it really is like the people who show up.
Right. Well, and this is, you know, not only is being faithful, you know, we're called to do that no matter what, but by your fruits you shall know them, right? And that, whether that's like large families and vocations, right? Priests come from families. Priests come from Catholic families. That's where priests come from. They come from families where the rosary is said, and, you know, there's prayers for vocations in the family where the parents tell the children, like, if God calls you to be a religious or a priest or something, like, that's something good. We would want that. And I mean, most of our listeners, I mean, you know, this is just one question from page 18 of this Pew study. Catholics who think that women do not have enough influence in the church and overwhelmingly say women should be allowed to become deacons and priests. Amongst all U.S. Catholics, 68% think women should be deacons, and 59% think women should be priests. 80% of the people who say women do not have enough influence in the church say that they should be priests.
You know, when
and if you've ever been to a Novus Ordo parish, Father is this henpecked dude who runs around while a bunch of boomer women tell him what to do. There's so many women all over the place in every Novus Ordo parish I've ever been to in, you know, four or five states. Like, they're all...
The only thing I remember from my catechism class, because it was such a culture shock, was my catechesis teacher said, in my lifetime, I think we're going to have women priests. And he said that with, like, an air of hope. And I'm like, I think about that a lot. And I'm like, this... No wonder I fell away from the faith for so long. You know, right, I wasn't taught the right things.
It was literally fake and gay.
Yeah.
You know, and this is why Traditionis Custodis was instituted. Because, I mean, right now, McElroy is the Cardinal Archbishop of Washington, D.C. But Wilton Gregory was the previous one, and, you know, Donald Wuerl and Theodore McCarrick, and like when's the last time there was a faithful, solid priest or solid bishop who is the Cardinal Archbishop of the Imperial Capital? It's been like 40 years or longer, right?
When was that Roy Cohn stuff going on? That was the late 90s, right? Roy Cohn hanging out in New York and D.C.? That was late 90s, right?
Oh, no, he died. He died in the early 90s, I think. Donald Trump's mentor, the guy who was buddies with...
Who was that big archbishop that he was friends with, the blind guy? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he died in 86. Roy Cohn died in 86. Spellman, you mean?
Could be. I'll look it up. But like, Roy Cohn was like running around with clergy for, you know, 20, 30 years, if not more.
Yeah.
So this has been going on at least since the 50s.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he was buddies with Spellman, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think that sounds right, now that I'm thinking about it. But yeah, so it's just like we've had a deep swamp for centuries.
Yeah, I mean, well, when did Liber Gomorrah got written in like the 12th century or something? I mean, Damian.
Literally 1,000 years ago.
Right. Right. But, you know, baptisms in 1998, again, this is just, you know, the Google AI, whatever, 17,932,000. 891. So 18 million in 1998. And only 13 million in 2023. So in a country that is vastly larger, with more Hispanics who are supposedly Catholic, you know, we've probably added 30, 40 million people since 1998. You know, in a 25-year span, probably the United States grew by, I'd have to look it up, but, you know, at least 20 million people. And most of that growth was amongst Hispanics. So why is the church shrinking drastically? And this is really hard data to get. And frankly, before, like many, many years ago, like 10 or 15 years ago now, Michael Voris, when he was still doing good work, talked about this. But like vocations to the priesthood, down. Baptisms, down. Religious sisters, down.
So 1998 from 2015, it was a 65 million person increase.
65 million people. Okay. And 30, and baptisms are somehow down by basically 5 million. Like, that is a catastrophic failure. And the reason you're not going to find like reliable information on any of this stuff is that it all just makes our case for us.
Yeah, I mean, the only solution is these people just get arrested. You know, it's we need, like in a dream world, we have the Inquisition come back and just detain these people. They can't, they have to be recatechized, they have to, or defrocked. Like, there's no other solution.
Right, yeah, they have to be removed. You have to be, like, if you get mass once a month, you're lucky because there aren't enough priests. You know, like, that's where we need to be because there aren't enough priests, you know? And actually, truth be told, right, like, what's worse? You know, weekly mass attendance and a weekly communion reception when you don't actually believe what the church teaches and you're just condemning yourself. You're eating and drinking your own damnation. Right out of the scriptures. And all these boomer women who, you know, the lines for confession are very short and the lines for communion are very long. And five out of six of you, at the best, I mean, we're not talking like, you know, 50-50 on issues like, should the church bless gay marriage isn't a thing. Like, marriage is between one man, one woman. That's it. For life. With no barriers to, you know, creating families. This is not something that can be...
No, we're going to have to go through a lot of pain. Just to, like, and that sucks to say. Like, I want to have a good life and a cool family and whatever. And this is, we just, you know, God put me in this, God put us both in this time and place to discuss this.
Right. But, well, and just be honest, and this is the thing that's terrible, is because they'll put money in the plate every now and again or something. The American bishops and bishops worldwide just don't care that these people are eating and drinking their own condemnation. Like, they should be told, like, hey, if you don't actually believe all this stuff, if you aren't going to be faithful to the church and her teachings, like, this is what they are. They're non-negotiable. There's not like a good faith disagreement like the Jesuits and the Dominicans or something, you know, or, you know, the Immaculate Conception up to 1870 or something, where there was like this debate or something. Like, these are not debatable. If the Blessed Virgin Mary cannot be a priestess, women can't be priests.
Yeah, I mean, period. Like, literally the most perfect woman in the world to ever
be created. Perfect human being ever created. was not fit to be a priest.
Or not yet.
You think Boomer Susan, who has multiple abortions and contracepted for 30 years and has been divorced twice, you think she's like, please. Right. And not only should these people be told, like, the door is that way and come back when you believe what we teach and are willing to teach what we believe to your children so that they don't apostatize and they don't leave the door. Because when you promise at baptism that you're going to pass the faith on to your children. That's what you're going to do. Right. And, you know, go to your local parish, ask your pastor, like, hey, pastor, you know, someone born in 1980, right? Someone my age is 45 years old this year. That's a grown-ass man in most societies, all throughout history. You know, in 1995, if you were 45 years old, you were an adult. Right?
Yeah.
Now you have 45-year-old man children, not married, no kids, or maybe kids and not married. You know, maybe never married, maybe divorced, right? Like, this, the only way society can fix itself, right, is if the family becomes the fundamental unit of the society again, and you organize the church around, like, functioning families. Like, I'm sorry, you're going to have to cut off a bunch of people.
And we don't say that with, like, glee or...
No, I'm heartbroken over this. Like, this is not something I'm happy about. This is not something I think is great. I'm telling you, like, and you and I both know this, Patrick. Like, we both have family members in bad situations, right? Where they need to come back to the faith and they need to, like, fix their lives. This is not something I'm, like, gleeful about. Like, can't make me feel like they're going to hell. Like, no, I want, like... big happy Catholic family for everybody, where everyone's got a, you know, every kid who's got an uncle who's a priest, and then there's plenty of priests, and where everyone's got a, you know, an aunt who's a sister. Like, that's what I want. And what needs to be told to these people who dissent from church teaching is that the door is that way, not out of some sort of, like, spite or anything else, but so that they stop condemning themselves. Like Saint Mary of Egypt, when she, like, tried to go into the church, she was supernaturally barred from going to the church because she was bringing uncleanness and sin into the church.
Yeah,
and that being barred from being in the church was what saved her soul.
We don't want people to go to hell.
No, we don't, and that's why we're doing this program. We don't want people to go to hell. We don't want the church to be destroyed. I mean, it won't be destroyed, but we don't want, like, we want our friends and neighbors to make it to heaven. We want our society to be better. And what is the problem here is that the truth is the church is maybe 20% of the people who actually go to Mass wouldn't have been excommunicated in the time of Pius X. This is not like medieval times or something like that, like the excommunication scene from Beckett or something. No, maybe 20%, maybe 20% of the people who are actually in the pews every Sunday.
Would have
right.
been Catholics.
Right. Which is to say that, you know, the trads, they're just this microscopic minority of mean people. Like, no. Okay. Well, if your local trad parish is full, and 99% of them believe that, you know, all the church is teaching, right? And only one people in 10 in the Novus Ordo Church believe it. At what point did those numbers start being the same or more leaning toward the trads? I think that in some places the trads already outnumbered the Novus Ordo. Like in France, I would virtually bet that the trads outnumber the people who are faithful Novus Ordo goers.
Yeah, it's... I'm not really sure what else to add here. Other than, like I said, like, do consecrations, say your rosary for people, do the green scapular, look up the green scapular. I can link it in the show notes again. Like, these, we have a lot of sacramentals. We have the internet, we have supercomputers in our pockets, and we have access to so many sacramentals. more than any other Catholic in the entire history of the world.
Yeah.
We have to use them.
Yes.
You know, I pray for our audience. I hope you guys pray for us. You know, I please, if you have, we can, if you have prayer requests that you want us, for me and Jerome to pray for, please send them in the email. We care about you guys. We want you to go to heaven. That's why we're doing this program. I don't know, anything else?
Yeah, so, yeah, like, Joe McCarthy was, the Rosenberg, he did one good thing. You know, he was, instrumental in getting Rosenberg's executed, which happened on Juneteenth. So when you're, if you know, if you have a day off next week or in 2 weeks or whatever, right, for Juneteenth, remember it's Julius and Ethel Rosenberg Day. You know, but Cardinal Spellman, you know, with support from how did J. Edgar Hoover, Roy Cohn, and Cardinal Spellman all know each other?
Huh. That's, I wonder if it's, you know, same reason, you know, Donald Trump and Epstein knew each other.
Yeah, it's exactly that reason.
Oh, you're telling me it's just one nasty party?
Yep, I'm telling you it's one nasty party.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, like, I pray for these guys to convert. I don't think they're going to. I don't think, like, I don't even think, like, J.D. Vance is a real Catholic. Like, he needs to prove to me that he believes the faith.
Well, he doesn't try and convert his wife. Like, what else do you need to tell?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Right.
Like, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. What else? Do you have anything else you want to wrap up with before we?
No, I just want people to understand that, like, if you get challenged by, you know, and the same thing applies in media too, right? Like, Tim Pool is fake. You know, CNN's numbers are fake. You know, every one of our listeners is genuine because we can't afford to pay for bots, right? Like, Patrick and I can barely afford to put gas in our cars. But, like, everybody who's engaged in our sphere of ideas is genuine because the costs are so high. There's no point to doing this for like, because you, right?
I guess we can kind of go over this FEI menu memo, yeah, going around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do that real quick too, because these are intimately connected, right? Like the.
So amid investigation, a controversial and redacted FBI memo that suggested some quote unquote radical traditionalist Catholics pose a threat to racial or ethnically motivated violence, a GOP senator alleged the FBI distributed the memo that used quote unquote. Use anti-Catholic terminology, unquote, more widely than previously unknown. So, folks, don't FedPost. Just right off the bat. No need to get recode for something stupid. Or get visited for something stupid.
No, get it. Please don't. Please don't. You know, it's really important that you don't.
If you can't control yourself, I would, please don't be a listener to our show. I'm just going to, I'm going to just be mean, yeah, about it.
Like, no, if you Fed post in our chat, we will ban you. Like.
I know. Yeah, I mean, your chat's pretty heavily moderated. I don't want to see it in the email. That's why I don't have my comments open. I'm not going to deal with it.
No, and yeah.
But anyways, so radical traditional Catholics as separated and distinct from traditional Catholics. So they're saying the pro-white or pro-racial, the racialist, it's in the, I put it in the show notes, or in the prep chat. And I can link this in the show notes too. It is, so it's really the pro-white Catholics that don't want to go, pro-white Catholics that don't want to go to hell, they don't want their race to go to hell, that don't want to see, just really bad things to happen to white people, you know. Here's a line from it. While some groups named in the withdrawn FBI memo identify as Catholics, some have even taken the flouting either the Catholic Church's leadership or The official teaching, including Roman Rube, denounced by the local bishop as blatantly anti-Semitic and forbidden by the Vatican from calling itself Catholic. I don't know what group that was, but I'm sure they're more in line with Paul, St. Paul, than any post...
oh, of course. Absolutely.
Vatican II bishop.
What?
Well, I don't know. I'm not gonna... I don't know. Maybe Pizza Ball is super anti-Semitic and we just don't know about it because he has to deal with these people.
dealing with them made me anti-Semitic, so I don't know. Like,
yeah, he's literally in Israel. So, you know, Palestine. He's in Palestine. So, you know, other than maybe Pizza Bala, bless his soul. You know, I don't, you know what I mean? I just, or Catholics before, you know, the 19th, 20th century. The memo cited Southern Poverty Law Center as an organization that monitors hate groups, but has faced crimes from... some who say the group too widely applies the label. A spokesperson for the group of the OSV News in 2023 that there was a stark difference between traditional Catholics who celebrate the Latin Mass and rebuff many of the liberalizing reforms of the Second Vatican Council and radical traditional Catholics tackled by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Excuse me, folks. So I don't identify... I don't know about you, but I don't identify with being a traditionalist. I identify as, like, this is my grandmother's religion, and I'm just Catholic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would think that same way, but I don't object to the term just because, I mean, I am a traditionalist. But, like, okay, so according to, you know, local AI, there's about 1 million traditionalist Catholics in the United States. If you take the 50 million figure of number of Catholics, but cut that down to 20% because that's, or even 15. So like maybe about a 1 in 10 or 1 in 15 people who's in the actually in the church is a traditionalist. And it's only going to get bigger. And the FBI, right, is going after, you know, the Southern Poverty Law Center folks. If you don't know this, Morris Dees used like shady mail order fundraising to, and making people think that he was somehow affiliated with like the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, the Martin Luther King organization, right? You know, he founded this organization, and he is like a multiple times divorced guy who, in his divorce a few years or several years ago, it came out that like he'd offered to use marital aids on his stepdaughter or something like that. I mean, like this guy's a scumbag, right? So when the FBI just uses like, and the FBI and this organization just like they launder intelligence, like, you know, oh, we have a credible report, so that lets the people in the FBI, like, you know, find our people, get dox people, do that kind of thing, right? This is not like a legit organization in the FBI, right?
So if the FBI is listening, I don't want you to go to hell either. I have nothing against you. I just want you to...
I want you to get an honest job and like stop being...
I don't want you to offend Christ. I don't care about anything else. Just stop. Yeah. You know what I mean? You know, Christ died for our sins so we could go to heaven. So we had to open the gates of heaven for us. And I want you to go to heaven, and I want you to stop offending Christ out of my love for Christ more than anything else. But yeah, that starts with like doing an honest job and not harassing people.
Like if you're going to be in law enforcement, go like find kidnappers and sex traffickers and, you know, people who scam, like go after people who scam little old ladies out of money using, you know, like, dubious means on the internet. Like if we're gonna have a federal law enforcement agency, like do that. Don't like harass people for believing what every other sane person believed prior to last week.
Yeah, you know, I can start praying for you guys. I can pray for Cash Patel, Director Cash Patel, to go to heaven. Because I want, you know, like I said, I have no ill will to these people.
Right. Well, and I believe Deputy Director Dan Bongino, right, is Catholic. So, like, he should be. You know, he should be going to Mass. He should be going to the Latin Mass.
You know, he should be talking to his coworkers about the faith. Like, I make it important. You know, I'm not sure about you, but I don't make it a huge part of my personality, but it's an undertone. Like, you know, I can't do this, that, and the other because of, you know, I go to church on Sunday. You know, I like going, you know, comes up in conversation naturally. And it's, you know, I let my coworkers know that it's important to me. And everybody's pretty respectful. He should be doing the same with everybody should be doing the same with their coworkers.
That's right.
You should proselytize, you know, be good examples and proselytize well. This isn't a hard thing to do. You don't have to throw catechisms at them. Just be good examples.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know. Hopefully these FBI agents can just convert.
Yeah, well, and Deputy Director Bongino, right, is Italian. He married a woman from Colombia. He has two children. And he went to Archbishop Molloy High School, a Catholic all-male high school. So, you know, he's probably, you know, like a Guido Catholic guy. And he should have, you know, seven kids. And he should be going to Latin Mass. But he doesn't.
I'm going to racially stereotype him right now.
Well, you should. You know.
Zappel. So, you know, I don't know if you happen to be listening. I doubt your grandmother, your great grandmother didn't make these Italian desserts for you to go to hell. You know.
Yeah.
I'm sure she prays for you to go to heaven. Zappel, Saint Joseph's Day pastries. You know what I mean? I don't know what else to say here.
Yeah, well, and this is, right? This is one of those things where Bongino's a son of, or child of a divorced family, right? Like, we're trying to, while the bus is careening down a hill, we are trying to simultaneously put wheels back on it while it's moving, and get the bus back under control, and slow it down while there's like. The brake lines have holes in them, and
there's oil in the coolant.
Yeah, like all of these things that are going wrong with the you know, the vehicle of state here, and we're trying to do this because you know, not only do we live here too, but like this is what would be best. Like, you know, the Christian Catholic priests are being kidnapped in Nigeria right now.
Kidnapped and killed.
Yeah, kidnapped and killed. Right? Like the best thing, if the United States Marines are going to get sent overseas to, like, do stuff, like, they should be landing in Africa, securing the persons and property of decent Christian people in, like, South Africa and Nigeria. And they should be putting the, you know, Southern Christian Nigerians who are smarter, better, and more, like, because they're Christians, they're more fit to run a society than the Muslims. Like, sorry, that's just the way it is. Like, Christians make better everything, right?
If this is a real Catholic, a real Christian country, we would have been doing that since the beginning. I don't think we've never done that.
Right, yeah, because the United States is a deist Mason country. And this, and do you think that the Muslims, do you think that Boko Haram and all these other guys, do you think they don't get money from freaking Saudi Arabia or Libya or wherever? Like, of course they do, right? This is you know, like, the world would be a better place if every knee bent and every tongue confessed, but that's not where we're at right now. But, you know, pretending that things are better than they are and that, oh, there's 50 million Catholics in America. No, bullshit. There's maybe 20% of that. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
All we want you to do is engage with the fundamental principle.
Yeah. Yeah, just engage with reality. Engage with reality and admit that, like, certain things are true and certain things are not true.
All right. Well, God bless everybody. Email me if you, or contact Jerome on Telegram if you have any comments, questions, or concerns. God bless everybody.